Good morning. It's Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell, News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM, along with Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union, and again, Troy Brennahog, also from First Alliance Credit Union. I imagine Troy's here. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about debt consolidation again.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Good morning.
All right. Last week, we started talking about debt consolidation. And we're going to dig a little bit deeper into the different types of debt consolidation. But before we get to that part of it, maybe a recap of what we talked about last week. Overview of what is debt consolidation and the advantages of it.
Sure. So debt consolidation is the refinancing of existing debt using a new loan to pay off your existing debts, and then you have that one single loan payment that you're now making to manage your debt. And so it goes from multiple lines of credit down to one that you're managing. And really the advantages of that are typically you're going to see lower payments overall to your debt, lower interest rates, and likely a faster time to pay off your debt.
And that idea, to me at least, the idea that I have that date.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When I make that payment that last date, mm-hmm. I'm done with that
debt. It's your goalpost to work towards.
Yeah, goalpost. Yep. It's a great way to put it. So I understand there's more than one way to consolidate debt. What's the most common option?
Yeah, the most common option that we see at the credit union is like a signature loan or an unsecured loan. So what we do is it works just no different than auto loans. You come in and we have a conversation. You go over what you would like to consolidate, and you let us know what your payment amount is, and we come to terms, and we write the loan. There's no car, no piece of collateral tied to it.
You're promising to pay a debt.
Bingo. Yes. Yep. And in the old days, they called that a handshake loan. You go on your way.
So I'm imagining a person who might find themselves in need of this not coming to talk to you because they're fearful that because of what's happening in their lives and their desire to consolidate, that they wouldn't be eligible for that type of loan. Apparently, that's not the case at all.
Right. So we hear that frequently, right? In fact, we have members that get referred to us from either talking to people in our community, friends or family, or even employees, our frontline staff a lot of times will catch somebody talking maybe about the difficulties of keeping up with current situations, or they feel like their credit is bad. So therefore, you know, I'm stuck a lot of times, excuse me, is what we hear. Because we are good at it, kind of patting ourselves on the back a little bit, we are good at it and our employees are trained on it and we train our members. It's really opened the door and we've seen an influx of people coming in with a ray of hope saying, hey, I heard that you guys do this.
That you'll work with me.
That you'll work with me. Yes, yes.
We've kind of mentioned the idea of the end date for the loan, being the fixed loan, but can you also do this in a different way? You know, does it work as revolving credit to have a consolidated loan as well, or is that kind of counter purposes, though? I mean,
No. So debt consolidation, really, it's taking multiple moving parts and putting it into one. We talk about our signature loan, so you have two things going on. You have lines and you have loans. Lines of credit or credit cards, typically they're open-ended, which means you borrow from it, you advance it, and then you pay it back, minus the interest is available again to borrow. A loan is a fixed dollar amount, and then you come up with a fixed payment for a fixed number of months to get down to zero. Right. So when you ask if lines of credit are an option, the answer is yes. In fact, one of our products has a promotional balance transfer where it's zero interest for 6 months. At the end of that 6 months, if you have a balance, then interest would be put on there, But if you pay it off within that 6 months, that's your best option. And we point people to that all the time.
Mm-hmm. I imagine if you have the discipline to pull that off and the ability to pull it off.
That's what it is. It's both of those, right? You have to be disciplined not to go and spend more, right? And you have to have the ability to make the payments or payment, either one, to get it down to zero within that promotional period. Now, there's a lot of credit card companies out there that offer that. What you got to remember is they'll charge you interest back to the first day.
Yeah, so that's the catch to it. Interest rate isn't from that six-month line. It's day one line.
That's correct.
And that can very be a important surprise to people.
Very much so. Very mm-hmm. much so.
I heard, I can't remember which financial guru was talking about that, that you'll see the big guys playing that, and the department stores specifically, because they know that most people are not going to do it. They're not going to have the discipline to do it.
That's a fact. So and a lot of times,
the odds.
Right. Oh, and a lot of times when we see that, after that promo rate, it's up in the high 20s of what your credit card or what your interest rate is. Mm-hmm. And just remember, it goes all the way back to that first day that you took that out. So, yeah, very, very important fact.
You know, be very cautious if you actually
read
consider
your credit card agreements.
Right. But again, a great option if you can get it down within 6 months, that is your best option. You're not paying, you're paying zero interest.
And I imagine that that really could work for a person who has, they know that they're going to come into some money in the future. It's mm-hmm. just not there yet, that they have something they're selling or an inheritance is coming down the road, something.
Bonuses, yeah.
Bonuses.
Yeah.
Tax time.
Absolutely.
Yep. All right. Secured financing. We haven't, well, we did kind of touch on this last time, but obviously it's not all signature loans. You actually entertain secured financing, which means somebody has collateral, correct?
That's correct. And in fact, if you have a piece of collateral, A, you're going to pay a lower rate of interest if in comparison if you just did our signature loan, because there is a piece of collateral attached to it, right? And then B, what we do for collateralized loans is we'll take an existing loan, even though, so say you bought a car 3 years ago and you've paid it down far enough where there's the amount of money you want to borrow available in equity. We'll take that from wherever you have it financed. We'll move it over to us. And as long as there's equity in comparison to the value in there, then we'll put that on top of there to give you a lower interest rate, which a lot of times what that means to our consumers or our members is a lower payment amount.
Well, I imagine it does. And what you're talking about, usually I'm thinking it's a vehicle, a boat, a car, a motorcycle.
Yes, yes.
Do people do homes, put their homes up as collateral for these things?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We have home equity loans available for our members to take advantage of consolidating their debt on it. When you put your home up as collateral, sometimes you can get some longer terms. Again, at First Alliance, we're all about what you can afford. We don't want to stretch you out 10, 15, 20 years to pay back debt that you have accumulated over 2 years, if at all possible. Right, so we really try to work with our members so that they can get it paid down. But to answer your question, your home is also a viable source of security.
So, Trey, when you're working with these people who come in to see you, we've talked about financial literacy and the education component of what First Alliance Credit Union does. Do you spend a great deal of your time explaining why that's not a good idea to take, you know, your 2 years of credit card debt and turn it into a 15-year loan and you know.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, the average person would look at that and say, okay, but my payments are going to be so low if I do it that way.
Right, right. So, again, it's we train our employees, right, to have these conversations because knowledge is power. And the more we can educate our members, the more savvy they can be with their money. So we take pride in taking the time not to just get it done and push them out the door. So a lot of times what we'll do is we'll talk about the reason they came in. We'll give them a solution, and then we'll give them tools so that they can help themselves going forward, and they don't have to rely on us all the time, but just know that we're there for a bumper in the gutter, right? If you're heading towards the gutter, come and tap on us, and we'll pull you down the lane for a strike. Yeah, we'll give you a strike.
All right. We've been talking about debt consolidation again, and when we get back, maybe we can talk about the pros and cons of secured versus unsecured debt consolidation. Troy Brenhaug and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. I'm Andy Brownell. More Good Money Moves coming up on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell with Troy Brenhaug and Jenna Tobel from First Alliance Credit Union. And debt consolidation is the topic again today. We kind of left off the last segment talking about different types of debt consolidation. And Troy, maybe we'll start out with the pros and cons versus the handshake loan and the secured loan.
Yeah. So I kind of spoke about it a little bit earlier. So the handshake loan or the signature loan is unsecured. With unsecured, there's more risk involved because there's no collateral tied to it as a secured loan.
No skin
in the game, right. So with that being said, your rates are a little higher, which is, it's okay. We still do that. But if you do have a piece of collateral and we are able to secure it, then your interest rate will be lower, right? So I always, when speaking with our members, I simply ask, do you have anything of value, because that's another important aspect, right? Can't be up on blocks in your garage.
Sure.
Has to have some value. We definitely take that, then just kind of go down the road of using it and what that means to our members and not using it. And it really boils down to an interest rate, which then flows into a payment, which then flows into a term.
Okay, so I'm not hearing any cons.
Right.
To use the secured debt, if you can, I imagine that is the option to pursue.
100%. The one thing that we see a lot of times is a hesitancy, right? Like, oh, I owe my car free and clear, and I don't want to put it up for it. Nobody else is going to put their name on that. And I just take a step back a lot of times, and I smile, and I just say, help me understand why. Well, because it's mine. Well, there is no risk to you, member, as long as you make the payments. It's always going to be yours. And again, less than 1% of all of our loans don't pay. So that's north of 99% of our loans pay and there's no issue.
It's interesting when you put it that way, because this person is paying every single month multiple payments on multiple debts, and maybe they're getting frazzled by that, but they seem to be making that happen. But then when you put it down into one package, then all of a sudden that becomes an issue in their mind that they're not going to pay it.
I think you'd have to have a degree in psychology to understand that one.
Well, and you know what, and when you start to unpeel it a little bit, the uncertainty comes from the whole reason why they're even in the office to begin with is because they have this complexity going on, and there is this uncertainty. Hey, I might miss a payment, and what does that really mean? You know, so it boils back down to education, and you know, they're sitting in your office in the first place because maybe things are all over the place, and they're struggling to make their payments. And a peace of mind that they have is currently, if I don't make a payment, at least I still have my car, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, we just try to educate them and just reiterate, this is for you and you have to tell us what's going to work.
I'm imagining this is, for the people working at First Alliance Credit Union, a way to open the door to further advancement. Because once you get things stabilized for somebody, possibly through a debt consolidation loan, some of the other financial literacy steps that we'll talk about in the future and have in the past, you guys can really make inroads.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, again, I've been there for 14 years, so I've seen quite a bit, right? There's been people there longer than me. But in the last 14 years, it's so gratifying to have people come back and say, you know, thank you. Thank you for doing what you did, and thank you for giving me some advice. Oh, by the way, high five. I'm buying my first house, and I'm talking to your mortgage lender right now. Right?
Where yeah, life has changed. Mm-hmm.
Life has changed. Where if you were to rewind that, you know, a couple of years prior, they're in a spot where, and this one that I'm thinking of, they're in a spot where, shoot, they weren't sure what their next step was because they didn't have a grasp on what was going on with their financial life.
You said knowledge is power, especially when you're talking about your money.
Right.
Yeah.
Good money moves again.
Yeah,
here we go.
Exactly. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be years. It could just be 6 months down the road, and they're in a completely different spot.
Absolutely.
Light at the end of the tunnel, right?
Yeah.
You're young ones. Everybody gets themselves in a situation at a time or another, unless you're extraordinarily lucky.
Yeah.
And, I can see why this is great. One thing we didn't talk about before we have to take a break is using a credit card. Well, that's revolving credit. For debt consolidation. Is that referring back to what we talked about before, the possibility of using these very short, low interest or zero interest offerings to consolidate debt?
Yeah. So,
or do people just use regular credit card debt to consolidate, put it all on one card?
Yeah, that's an option also, right? With credit cards, again, pay attention to an interest rate. You know, That's really what's a driver for a lot of people, because interest rates go into play when you're looking at payment, right? So if the payment is a real issue, why maybe you're having a hard time making ends meet is because you're strapped because all your money's going towards a payment. Well, if your interest rate's still too high, your payment's going to be up there also.
Especially if you're paying 20% or higher.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whereas a loan, again, you fix it, you're going to drop interest rate when you do that. But the credit card, I mean, so sometimes you have to weigh out what's more important, my credit score or my ability to pay my financial obligations, right? Because your credit score doesn't make a hill of beans if you can't pay your debts. So therefore... when we talk about capacity and that revolving debt, it's not going to matter if at the end of the day you have to file bankruptcy or you can't pay and it goes into a collection status.
Because then it's destroyed anyway.
It's destroyed anyways, yes. You're right. So, and everybody is so different that we can't put a box around this. And what may work for you might not work for Jenna, might not work for me, but it works for you, and that's what works, so we go with it.
And that's what you guys do at First and Last Credit Union. You try to come up with that individual solution.
For
exactly.
Sure.
For sure. Well, we're going to talk more debt consolidation and maybe talk about those things to consider when you're talking about debt in general. More financial literacy components on Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Welcome back to Good Money Moves. I'm Andy Brownell with Troy Brennahog and Jenna Tauble from First Alliance Credit Union. And we've been talking about debt consolidation, and we ended the last segment talking about, you know, the effects of all of this on credit rating and ability to pay off loans Maybe to start out with, what should I be more concerned about when I consider the debt consolidation, the payment of the loan or the interest rate I can get? Because we said with the consolidated secured loan, I'm looking at lower interest rates. And I imagine the length of the loan is going to kind of be the determiner of both of these things. Is that correct?
Yeah. So regardless of interest rate or term, if you can't afford the payment, none of the above matter, right? So we really focus on that because we can back into like term, especially if you come in saying that I can afford X amount.
I've got $100 a month I can put towards this.
There you go. And as long as the debt is within reason, right? It doesn't stretch you out years upon years. We can say, all right, that will work either way. Here's the pros and cons behind secured, and here's the pros and cons behind unsecured, right? And then from there, we really leave it up to our members to make a decision. As a credit union, we always like to be, or a financial, I should say, we like to be secured, but we're not afraid of extending unsecured debt also.
The interest rates, I know we got to be careful on this because they move around all the time.
Yeah.
But we've kind of generally enjoyed for years and years now some really favorable interest rates.
Mm-hmm.
Do those kind of favorable interest rates apply to these kind of loans? I guess I'm looking at you're talking about credit cards. It doesn't matter. It seems like a credit card, they're going to nail you for 20% regardless of what happens to the overall interest rate market. Are these rates generally a lot more favorable when you're looking at debt consolidation?
Yeah, so when you talk about interest rates, credit cards need to be tied to an index if they're variable, right? So as whatever index your disclosure says that your rate is based off of, whenever that moves, your interest rate moves. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. When you come in to do a loan, let's back up here. What I was just talking about is a variable interest rate. When you come in to do a loan, most of the time, in fact, all of our loans at First Alliance Credit Union are fixed. So as you see the prime rate move, sometimes you'll watch our rates move, A, to stay up with competition,
oh, sure,
and B, just because that's what the market's driving. So, yeah, rates are more favorable on the loan side rather than like a line of credit.
Okay. So that rate, having that fixed loan that it's going to expire after this amount of time allows you guys to factor in whatever risk might be involved in a better way.
Right, right. So that's all on, you know, the backside. But we do, again, it goes down the financial literacy route, Andy, that you keep talking about and that we pride ourselves on. We disclose that to members, right, as long as they are not overwhelmed with the information we've already provided that's pertinent to the loan.
Mm-hmm.
But I imagine these are all pieces of a puzzle that you have to put together in order to create the loan that this person could make the payments on. I mean, that's what they're – and if one of them's out of whack, then the loan kind of is – not going to work.
Right, right. So as we have conversation, depending on the answers, depicts what trail we go down or what journey we might take.
And I know we talked about secured loans in the last segment, and we kind of talked in terms of cars and vehicles and your home. Are there things that people own that you guys consider as collateral for these kind of loans?
Yeah. I mean, if it has value to you and you can prove the value to an extent. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's pretty flexible.
I can't afford my credit cards, but I got a Renoir in the basement.
Well, funny because I've talked to older people.
Silver and things and gold jewelry. And
yeah, so we won't take collateral over that. What I tell our members, if it has a title.
Okay.
That's a good rule of thumb.
Oh, okay. That's a way, yeah.
Yeah. The other most common one is if you have deposits with us that you just don't want to give up, we'll secure X amount. So say you had $5,000 in your savings account and you needed $3,000 to pay off debt, but you just didn't want to watch it leave your savings account. We'll freeze that $3,000 and give you a really, really low interest rate to borrow your own money to pay off your debts. And then as you make payments, we slowly
free it up. Okay.
Yeah. So that is, we haven't spoke about that one.
No.
So that is a good one. A CD is the same way.
Okay. So those are assets that you own.
Yes.
That you can use to leverage.
Yes. I've heard stories about household finance companies that would take collateral over TVs and wash machines and whatnot. I think those days might be gone. But
well, that's a good way, a good rule of thumb, though. Is that if it's got a title, then you might consider it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the word is might because of its on blocks in the garage? No.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. All right. And as far as debt consolidation and the things we've been talking about, secured loans and unsecured signature loans, Jenna, I imagine that the First Alliance Credit Union's website is got gobs and gobs of information.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. FirstAllianceCU.com. Go to the Learn tab on the homepage, and you'll find our debt resources content page that is just full of all the information we've talked about today, last week, and even more still. Our blog is also a great resource to look through. We've got tons of blog content out there, too, that talks about debt consolidation and debt management, debt payoff strategies beyond just debt consolidation. So, and of course, schedule an appointment to come in and talk with one of our lending advisors if you're in a spot where you're just struggling and just need a little guidance.
Very good. And of course, you can catch this broadcast as a podcast and all of our past episodes at KROCnews.com under the local podcast tab on the website or through our app for that matter. So, Troy, great meeting you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Andy. It was a pleasure.
And Jenna, until next week.
I'll be back.
It's Good Money Moves on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.